A little over a week ago, Haines resident Tim June wrote a letter to the Department of Natural Resources, or DNR. He had been reading up on Constantine's permit applications for the Palmer Project, a mineral exploration site about 35 miles from town. He says he wrote DNR because he had concerns about the company's plan to prevent degradation of nearby streams during excavation of a mile-long access tunnel.
There's close to 2,000 pages of documents to go through, and I think I probably took 3 full days reading as much as I could.
He requested that DNR give the public more time to comment on the project's waste management permit and reclamation plan. On Wednesday, his letter showed up at the Haines post office marked return to sender. So June called DNR to find out what happened.
They said, you have to have a P.O. box on our address, or else it gets bounced back by Central Mail in Juneau. And so I asked him for that P.O. box since it wasn't listed on their website or on any of the public comment brochures. And it took them about 10 minutes to even find out what their P.O. box was.
Kyle Moselle handles the public comments on the Palmer Project for DNR. He says that the Postal Service has delivered mail to DNR's physical address in Juneau before.
In my inbox right now on my desk, I have mail that has the physical address on some of that mail, and I have mail with the P.O. box on the mail, and both of them have been delivered relatively recently.
But when he contacted the U.S. Postal Service's office in Juneau, he was told that mail could only be delivered to DNR's P.O. box. Moselle says he knows of 2 letters commenting on the Palmer Project that were returned to the senders. He has since received those letters. However, the total number of letters submitted to DNR that bounced back is unknown.
It's a situation that's, you know, kind of in flux right now, and I just don't have all the answers of what our response to that situation is going to be. I'm working on that with DNR and DEC.
Dozens of comments submitted by email, including a letter from the Haynesboro, requested more time to review Constantine's permit application. The lapse in delivering letters to DNR raises more questions about whether the comment period should be extended. The Palmer Project has been a source of controversy for residents of the Chilkat Valley. While some are excited about potential economic benefits of the project, others are concerned about the impact that mining could have on habitat for spawning salmon. The Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan and multiple conservation groups filed a lawsuit challenging Constantine's previous mineral exploration permits. An appeal of a court decision upholding the permits was filed last week. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.